Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. As we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit, ngegama lika Jesu. Previously, siye sakhuluma ngendaba ka 3 John. Ukuthi manje, we are going to focus kwindaba ka 3 John in order for us ukuthi sizicheke thina ukuthi siwela kuphi kulamadoda amathathu ekukhulunywa ngayo lapha kwincwadi ka 3 John. And we even spoke last time, previously, sakhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kuthi ngeke ukuthi we need to renew our minds ngoba angeke sikwazi ukuthi senze izinto zikaNkulunkulu ngengqondo yakudala uNkulunkulu esenze saba abantu abasha. And at the same time sakhuluma ngama motivational gift aku Romans 12 sakhuluma ngani ngama spiritual gift akwincwadi yama Corinthians. Manje sakhuluma futhi nge fivefold ministry eku Ephesians chapter 4. Manje ngithanda ukuthi manje sibheke ukukhuluma ngendaba yoku renew our mind ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithini ngoku renew our mind. Leyo nto esizoyikhuluma izosisa ukuthi sibuyele ukuthi sikwazi ukuzibheka ukuthi sime kuphi ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu uma sizicompare nalabantu u 3 John abhale ngabo lana. Manje kuma Philippians chapter 4 uverse 8 wakhona it instruct us ukuthi whatever is noble it is what we need to think about. Why? Because we are connected to the higher role of a kingship. Order for us to be able to do as Isaiah Esho ati, the noble man makes a noble plan and noble plants is by the noble plant he stands by them. And the manje kona lapo u Philippians, we are kubega unwate ma Philippians, ngoguti whatever is pure. This is what we need to think about. Manje, if we are not thinking about what is pure, it means we are thinking about what is impure. Manje lapo u Titus chapter 1 verse 15 says, to the pure things are pure, but to those who are corrupted, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and their conscience are corrupted. Siyakhumbula ukuthi uma sikhuluma ngendaba yokorrupted, ungabuza kubantu kakhulu abasebenzisa amacomputer ukuthi kukhona izinto ozifakayo kwicomputer. Most fakile lezo zinto kube ne virus. I virus can corrupt into oyifakile kwi computer. Manje injalo nakithi ukuthi uma ngabe sicabanga izinto ezinegative, we are corrupted. Nothing is pure kithi. Yonke into esibhekayo asibheki ngamehlo kaNkulunkulu. I remember one of the pastor long time ago ekhuluma wenza illustration and I never forget that illustration noma kudala wayenza uthi lo this pastor makenza this illustration yomuntu onengqondo impure uthi this woman ekuseni ebenokuvuka abheka efestereni abone iwashing kamakhelwane athi yo myeni wami izuzobona ukuthi lo muntu akayigezisisi le washing yakhe. The following day again makanekile leya muntu uzobiza futhi ahlekise ngewashing yalo muntu until the husband saw ukuthi the problem is not about the washing. Bona ukuthi I will wake up ngeze amafestere. Uzothi make vuka, make bhekele washing amakhelwane. Wabona into entsha manje. What how? Namhlanje iwashing yakhe clean. Wathi umyeni wakhe akusiyona iwashing amafestere. Ebengcolile amafestere akho angcolile. Yiwa kwenza ukuthi ubone ngathi washing amakhelwane iwrong, ingcolile. Manje kukhona wazokhuluma ngokuthi amafestere engqondo yethu. Uma engcolile, ayikho into oyibonayo enhle. Kukhona abantu noma ungazi wenze into enhle kangakanani, abayiboni, babona zonke izinto eziwrong. Bayakhona ukuthi ungenza into ezinhle eziningi, wenza into embi eyi-1. Futhi abantu abanjalo bayakwazi ukukorrupta ngoba bagcini ngokuthi bayicabange leyo nto bagcina beyifake kwabanye abantu. That is why izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi both their minds and conscience is corrupted and they don't end up there. They bayayithatha le nto bayidlulise manje. At the same time, the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 also tells us ukuthi whatever is lovely we need to think about. Manje, so whenever we don't think about what is lovely, it means we think about what is ugly. Sibona kubi kodwa. And again, the mentality, we are not prosper in that land. Almighty is Gwankunukulu, lapha esilfundile with that John. Magathi, I wish you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Kusho ukuthi uma ngabe sisacabanga ngalezo indlela lezo, we are not prospering. Ngani ngoba azizisi phambili lezo zinto, zisibuyisele emuva. Manje kukhona into ethi, change your mind and change your life. Angiyeke ilife yomuntu ichange unless I change ingqondo yakhe. Manje sithola ukuthi manje into ebalulekile ukuthi sichange ini ingqondo yethu. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu uchange impilo yethu. We need to think positively every time. Manje uma sibheka ke leli lizwi, be optimistic. To be optimistic, we need to be optimistic instead of being pessimistic. You become rational instead of being irrational. Ku 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 wakhona tells us that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. Manje, the opposite of sound mind is a disturbed mind. Sesithi umuntu disturbed engqondweni. Ngani? Ngoba it doesn't have a sound mind. Manje, uNkulunkulu has called us to have a sound mind. Yinto asinikeze yona, in fact. Ngoba liyasho leli lizwi ukuthi, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje, manje the part of our soul is the will. Ngoba sithe a will, soul is the will, the emotion, and the mind. Manje sikhulumile ngemind ukuthi in order for us to prosper, kufanele ukuthi senzeni ngemind yethu, according to Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Manje in the area of the will, in order for us to prosper, first of all, we need to know what the good will of God is. We need to know His pleasing will. We need to know His perfect will. And by knowing these things, we shall prosper. And then allow our will to align with the will of God. Again, Apostle Paul, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, lifunde kanje, it is God who makes us to will and to act according to His good purpose. But one thing God cannot do, kutwani, He cannot violate I will yethu. Uyabona umuntu violate I will yabantu, Satan. Siyakhumbula ukuthi, for instance, uma sikhuluma ngobuthakathi, masibheke kumuntu ofuna ukuthi akuthakathe ukuthi umthande. Asiyi will yakho yokumthanda. But kukhona into ayenzile, uviolate iwili yakho ngokuthi mhlambe ayenze into ezokwenza ukuthi umthande. Manje, this is what the devil does. UNkulunkulu does not violate iwili yomuntu. Uma uNkulunkulu beyiviolate iwili yomuntu, bekuyodingeka ukuthi wonke umuntu usindisiwe. Ngoba kuyi-purpose kaNkulunkulu newili kaNkulunkulu ukuthi wonke umuntu asindiswe. But namhlanje, kukhona abantu abangalizwa izwi kaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba they are not willing to hear. They are not willing to be saved. Manje leli lizwi uma athi uJohn, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. His soul is a mind, the will and the emotion. Manje, if your will ayiko align with the will of God, or when your will ain't yield to the Holy Spirit or submit to the Holy Spirit, you are not prospering. Ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, those who are led by the Spirit are called the sons of God. Manje nalapha kuncwadi ama Romans likhuluma ukuthi the nature is groaning in order for the son of the sons of God to be revealed. Uyabona siyasuka ebuntwaneni bukaNkulunkulu ngoba lithi bonke abamamukelayo wabanikeza ilungelo lokuthi babizwe ngokuthi bangabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. But we don't stop there. That is why naku Romans chapter 12 lithi uNkulunkulu, I mean ku Ephesians chapter 4, uma uNkulunkulu ekhetha i5-fold uyikhethela ukuthi ikwazi ukuthi ifundise abantu bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi babe kwazi ukuthi babe matured. UNkulunkulu wants us to be matured. UNkulunkulu wants us ukuthi sikhule. Kufana nathi singabazali, uma unabantwana, abantwana bakho ufuna ukuthi ngelinye ilanga babe matured, bakhule, benze izinto ezimatured. Ngani? Ngoba ufuna ukuthi lokhu bahleli ba abantwana. Another part of the soul is our emotion. God has created us to be emotional beings. God has created us to be soul beings, choice beings, longing beings, creative beings, belonging beings. Manje, these are the areas that are part of our soul that deals with our five senses. And for us to prosper in our emotion, we allow the fruit of the Holy Spirit to work in us. And one or two of the fruits of the Spirit that are essentially ukuthi sikwazi ukuprospera emotional is a patient, and another one is a self-control. Uma sibheka ku Proverbs chapter 16 ku verse 32 says, better a patient person than a warrior one, with self-control than the one who takes the city. Manje izinto ezikwenza ukuthi siprospere emotionally ukuthi manje leli lizwi lithi better patient person than a warrior with self-control than the one who takes a city. Manje, this verse reveals two kinds of the fruit of the Spirit, patient and self-control. So without the fruit of the Spirit, we cannot prosper in the area the emotion. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18, it is hot-tempered cause an argument, but patience bring peace. Then in Proverbs 25:28, it, like a city whose walls are broken down, is a man who lacks self-control. Manje, let us look at verse 2 of 3 John again. Lana Litif, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy health and may go well with you as your soul prospers. Manje lapho silfundile, uyabona esikhathini esiningi uma kukhulunywa ngegama le prosperity, many times people bayithatha leyo nto masiyikhuluma kwi-pulpit. They think only about money. They think only about izinto ze-material. Manje, i-prosperity, it's not only falls kuleyo nto kuphela. Uma sibheka incwadi kaJoshua, uNkulunkulu wathi kuye, meditate in the Lord day and night in order for you to prosper. Again, prosperity simply means to be successful. We prosper anyway by submitting unto God. In Job chapter 36 verse 11, it, if you obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Manje siyabona ukuthi, if we obey God and serve God, we prosper. We prosper in health. We prosper in mind yet. We prosper in every area. So when John ebhalela uGaius, uGaius and express what he wish yakhe, why he wish a good health and a success. So a person can have everything, but ube nemali, ube na yonke into, but uma ungenampilo, leyo mali leyo nazo zonke izinto onazo angeke zenze lutho. Let us read now verse 3 to verse 5 ka se John labe siqhubeka khona lithi la ku verse 3 to verse 5 it gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell me about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to work in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name that they went on receiving to help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth. Manje siyambona ukuthi uyayiphinda futhi le ndaba ye hospitality eyenzwa ubani eyenza uGeyas. Now let us look lapha. Sibone manje sikhulume ngamadoda amathathu. Sikhulume ngaye uGeyas. Sakhuluma ngoDiotrephes. Sakhuluma ngomunye futhi esithe sizobheka ukuthi siwela kuphi kubo laba bantu abathathu uDiotrephes noDemetrius nani noGeyas. Manje ku verse 9 ithi I wrote to the church but Diotrephes who loves to be first will have nothing to do with us. So if we come, I'll call attention to what he is doing. Gossiping maliciously about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Manje siyabona ukuthi uDemetrius, I mean, uDiotrephes was kind of the person. Elitis gankulunkulu lapa. Bego funukba pambili kuyo yonke into. And at the same time, bego muntu okosiphayo. And at the same time, bego muntu ongekho satisfied. And he refuses to welcome brothers. Maguza abantu, he never wanted to welcome the brothers. Manje siyabona ukuthi these are the two types of abantu. Lana esitholayo. Sithola uGeyas, kumuntu onehospitality, kumuntu othandekayo, owenza izinto eziright. But kukhona uDiotrephes, oxosha nabazalwana. Manje uma silfunda laphayana, ku verse 11 wakhona, dear friends, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Verse 12, Liti, Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. Lapho manje sibona ini, sibona ekhulunywa ngoDiotrephes, ukuthi yena bekukhulunywa kahle ngaye kuyo yonke indawo. Manje izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho, lithi do not imitate what is bad, imitate okuhle. La umpostoli uPaul again ku Second Thessalonians kuverse 7 uthi, for you yourself, you ought to follow our example. Because we did not act in an undisciplined manner among you. Bese kuma Hebrews, the Hebrew writer, ati, ku chapter 6, ku verse 12, uti, but be imitators of those through faith and patient inherited the position. Manje siyabona ukuthi kudingeka ukuthi siphakathi emabandleni singabheki abantu bakhona abantu abatshalwe yisitha izwi likaNkuluNkulu asitshele ngalo uJesu Kristo lapha ku Matthew 13 ukuthi there's a wheat and the tares ukhula nani nokolweni kukhona abantu abawukolweni kukhona abantu abawukhula phakathi ebandleni ene laba bantu abawukhula phakathi ebandleni batshale isitha ukuthi bazochitha ibandla likaNkuluNkulu beza ngezinto eziningi they are gossiping abavumela izinto zenzeke they are complaining about everything manje izwi likaNkuluNkulu lithi we must imitate those through faith and patient inherited position possession. Manje again siyamthola uGideon lapha ku Judges chapter 7 ku verse 17 when he led the people wathi kubo watch me follow my lead when I get at the edge of the camp do exactly as I did njengoba umphostoli Paul athi follow me as I follow Christ manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi kini ekseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkuluNkulu listele ngabantu abayi 3 aba puma ebandleni elifanayo ababhalwe ku same chapter but I report zabo boy 3 zihlukene ngithanda ukubuza kuwe ukuthi uma uzibhekile ngoba izwi kaNkuluNkulu lisibuko ukuthi sizibheke uma mina nawe sizibhekile sizithola ukuthi siwela kubani ingaba ngiwela ku Gaius or ngiwela ku Diotrophus or ngiwela ku Demetrius kukhulunywani ngawe mawumntana kaNkuluNkulu njengoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu selisibonisile ukuthi phakathi ebandleni kukhona abantu abahlukene may God richly bless us simfuna uNkulunkulu sifune nokwenza kahle ngegama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth this is apostle Gwen in Jesus name amen
faith hope and love experience victory in your life on 657 am
it's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone sometimes we just need someone to talk to someone to listen to us And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.